Without knowing it, a member of this community, Evelyn Benander, some of you know her, gave me an early Christmas present by praising a book that she was reading during Advent, the title of which is Light to the World, A Beginner's Guide to Advent, written by the New Testament scholar Amy Jill Levine, who often has insights we need to hear, as she is a New Testament scholar and a Jew. Among the many gifts contained in her book, Levine offers translations of the Greek for the Nativity story that wake me up and make me take notice. For example, at the conclusion of Luke's narrative of the Nativity, here is the familiar Revised Standard Version. All who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said, but Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. That hardly varies from the old King James Version. In fact, the New Revised Standard Version waxes more poetic at this point by describing Mary as treasuring the words, while the King James Version says merely, she kept all these things. Now, here is Amy Jill Levine's take. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. I used to be quite a fan, quite partial to the image of Mary pondering. Mary pondering meant that Mary was not just Theotokos, God bearer. She was the first priest in the priesthood of all believers, the church's first ponderer, therefore the church's first theologian. But you know how it is with such flashes of what you think or what I consider as deep enlightenment. Often these bear very little practical value on a daily basis. Mary, the church's first radical feminist. Yeah, well, it's a soundbite, but what I'm beginning to treasure about Levine's translation is that it shows us what the work of Christmas is all about, beginning with Mary. Committing to memory all these things and considering them carefully. Memories. Have you noticed that memories are now the new hot Christmas gift? In her blog entitled Wellness Mama, Simple Answers for Healthier Families, Wellness Mama posted this headline a couple weeks ago. 46 ways to give experiences rather than stuff. And so Mama writes, even last minute, an experience gift is easy to arrange, thoughtful, and rewarding to both giver and receiver. Going to the movies as a family, taking a painting class, making pottery, learning to scuba dive, or simply receiving a homemade spa day, a night off from the remote control. These are priceless memories that will last a lifetime. Like all columns in praise of giving memories instead of stuff, Wellness Mama recommends experiences that get prearranged and can be neatly summed up. Pottery class, scuba diving, spa day. By contrast, the Christmas experience that Mary is committing to memory after the last Christmas shepherd has left was not prearranged. It did not unfold according to any rational schedule. And at this point, at least one of you may be thinking, oh, but Pastor, it was rearranged. It was all part of God's plan. But just because a prophet in the 8th century before the Common Era wrote about a young woman conceiving and bearing a child whose name will be Emmanuel, Isaiah 7:14, does not constitute a plan on par with arranging a pottery class for your BFF. Can we agree that at the end of that day, what Mary was working on committing to memory was jaw-dropping, a lot to take in. In addition to showing us Mary at work, committing the events of the day to memory, including the donkey ride from hell, childbirth in a cattle garage, dozens of strangers with sheep pressing in from all sides, wanting a peek of the baby before it's even had its first bath. Levine replaces heart pondering with careful consideration. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. What if we were to try this today, Christmas, or on any given day, at the end, after the chaos dies down, what if we were to just review it all carefully with the intention of committing to memory everything that happens, but most especially the people we encountered. Remembering what was said, how we listened or how we didn't, what was not said, what we were hoping for, what was offered or not offered, what was learned or not learned. Consider that all carefully, as if every human being we encountered during the day mattered. Because they do. They matter because each is a godsend, a gift to us. Like that, every day is Christmas. From the perspective of Jesus, every person we meet is a gift. And they are just like us, gifts, one and all. Amen.